B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Live, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
B-A-T-L-E-S-E-O!
All right, bring the heat on a Tuesday edition of Bring the Heat. I wonder if there's any spillover from the Phillies still. I have a sense your boy, Andrew, Gabe, is going to be back.
My boy.
Yeah, that's your boy.
The longer it goes, is Middleton makes his way around the country to visit with his players face-to-face to decide Gabe's fate. Their course of action is already, I think, entrenched by bringing Klentak back. Gabe's almost irrelevant to Klentak.
Yeah.
You know, bad move here, bad move there. Like, I don't think he should be back. But the real destroyer of the franchise is Matt Klentak. And for somehow, some way, Middleton believes that Klentak is Theo Epstein. And that ultimately will doom him and us.
As an Eagles fan, it's kind of bothering me hearing people complain about yesterday when it was a win. I get it in a way, but at the same time, every team pretty much goes through ups and downs for the most part during the year. It matters how you play at the end of the year when it comes to the postseason, and we should have Deshaun back by then.
Yes, you're right. You're 100% right.
I guess we should have Deshaun back. I don't know about Deshaun. Like, I feel like there's definitely an air of mystery going on here. We're going to push him harder. He's still rehabbing.
See, I don't think he plays this week. I think he plays against Cowboys.
Cowboy week?
Yeah.
We all expected Fultz to be Ja Morant, and he's not. If he was Ja Morant, we would have won a chip last year. We easily won a ring last year. And then a second note I remember is JJ leaving and going to the Pelicans. You could have stayed in next year, rocked it out with the Sixers, and off-the-bench scoring would have been tremendous with JJ. But no, you had to chase that check.
It seems like an odd call today.
What was that about, Tunis?
Yeah, basketball today.
No, I always love basketball. But what was his problem? Like, he's comparing who to who.
I don't know. I think he's just upset with Markelle Fultz being a bust and J.J. Redick being a fraud of a human being.
All right. I got news for you. You know what's weird? Well, first of all, thanks to Elton, they were able to get out from under Fultz, use the asset in the salary to build the team that it is now, right? So Fultz was huge only in that piece, in the salary piece. So they were able to do that. The JJ, I don't even miss him. I don't miss his non-playing defense ass.
See what happened yesterday? There's a ball that went right through his leg. He was guarding somebody. It was this kid from the Hawks name. Three-point shooter. Young kid.
Trae Young?
Trae Young, yeah. Trae Young dribbled one right through his legs yesterday.
Yeah, well,
Redick stinks.
I don't miss him.
He's a fraud.
I don't miss him. I don't miss JJ.
JJ is dead to me.
Jason is Gabriel.
Oh,
the Eagles, there he is. J-E-T-S, the Jets, just ended their season. Our D was huge yesterday. I don't believe we can carry that huge D on this three-game road trip. Oh, my.
You're going to need a big 747 to carry that big D.
There he is.
Just because BDN's gone doesn't mean we don't have a big D.
I met Gabriel.
I did.
Mrs. T's Pit, Pierogi's Tailgate.
I like, when I hear guys do, like, he does the character, I can't even envision what he might look like.
Yeah, you know.
Normal looking dude?
Yeah.
Does he have any other voices he does in his repertoire?
I actually think he's a talented voice guy.
Oh, is that right?
I do.
Oh, in he fact, to throw I, us a couple other
I
know, ones
I think he should. I mentioned to try to get him some other characters.
Oh, okay, good.
Because I think he's got talent.
Yes. Well, the one reason...
Nobody has... Well, you listen, you're great at this because you have a great ear. You're a management. I trust your ear.
Yeah.
What's great about him is... He's got a really strong delivery, and he's good with his content.
Yeah.
But he knows how to deliver it.
Yeah.
There's a rhythm to it.
I agree. And he doesn't just do it to do it. He does it to say something. See, my impressions are horrible. I just like putting the subject of the impression in a weird spot. That's
they're not horrible.
They're not good.
Some of them are good.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Let me know when you find one.
There's a couple.
Darlin's Noel, and I'm just calling up to say, hey, Dak Prescott, take the money now, brother. Trust me. You'll be glad you did.
Well, yeah, he may have made a bad business decision. But, you know, when you're in Dallas, Dallas is going to pay you. Jera is going to pay him. There's a guy that's going to pay him eventually.
Right, but, you know, again, I think the kid is a... I think he's a winner type. Like, I don't think he's a loser. I think he's a good leader type. I think he can... He makes one throw that's really good. He'll throw a seam. He knows he can throw a seam. But he's never going to throw you to a Super Bowl. He's going to manage you to a Super Bowl, but he's not going to throw you to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, in today's NFL, though, I don't think you can just manage your way to a Super Bowl like in years past.
No, I think you can.
You can? I think you got to be able to be a chunk offense in today's game because you're going to get into a game against a team.
Well, he had, there like are that. Times, if you run the ball, like, here's my point, is that game manager, I'm not saying he's a dink and dunker.
Yeah.
He can do two things. If you're running the ball effectively with Elliott, you're drawing the defense in, he can go over the top because he's got Cooper,
yeah.
And then he can also run. He's a load to bring down, so you have those two things where, you know, he'll chug for some big yards. Like, there's a couple things, ways he can get chunk yards.
I'd like to wish a happy retirement to the man who got us to the Stanley Cup Finals, Michael Layton. It didn't end the way we wanted to, but that playoff run was a lot of fun. So thank you, Michael Layton, for making that spring great.
He was a big part of it. He just retired, Anthony, after 18 professional years as a goaltender. It's a long career. Guy carved one out under great.
I can't thank him for allowing the beach ball behind him.
That wasn't a beach ball. That was a tough save. It was a great shot by the Caner. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I hate Layton.
But
I was a Bush man myself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were going like three goalies deep in that playoff. Johan Backlund was a backup at one point.
That wasn't. By the way, finally, it feels like the boys have been out of. You know, they haven't even started.
You know why it feels that way? Because it feels like they haven't. You open
tomorrow
up
in night.
Prague and then boom.
Tomorrow night we get a game.
Yeah, then you gotta wait like another week and then they play again. It's insane.
Can you wish a happy retirement to somebody who hasn't played in the NHL for 3 years now?
He hasn't played an NHL game since probably
16-17 season. He played four games.
For Carolina?
Yeah. You can't wish somebody a happy retirement.
Well, look, he was a part of that cup run, so you can do whatever you want. Like he was, look, he's an AHL goalie. Good for him. Carved out a nice living.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.